Wrangell's Assembly has unanimously called on Canadian regulators to immediately pause permitting, development, and expansion of mines upstream from Southeast Alaska's waterways. It's also asking the provincial government of British Columbia to permanently ban the practice of storing liquid mine waste behind earthen dams. That's because there aren't financial or legal protections in place for Southeast Alaska tribes and communities that depend on transboundary salmon watersheds. If a mine dam failed in Canada, they argue, the downstream waste could devastate the environment and economy of communities like Wrangell. Wrangell Mayor Steve Prasunka said he's seen firsthand how mines have been abandoned in Canada. In a previous job, he ran canoe trips on the Iskut River near the old Johnny Mountain mine site.
And I'm here to tell you, it was insane. This was shortly after the shutdown, and they literally walked away. We would go into a building, and there would still be the beakers inside the lab with Bunsen burners and rain gear still suspended. It was like they just disappeared. And over the course of 3 years or 4 years, I watched that tailings pond drain down the side of the mountain. It was this unreal turquoise color that was just unnatural. It reminded me of Lake Louise in Alberta. And it was just filled with all the minerals, and this is all draining down into the Iskut, down into the Stikine.
Mining industry publications report that the former Johnny Mountain mine was further cleaned in 2017. But Prasunka's larger point was that it's important to protect Wrangell from legacy pollution. The Stikine River is integral to Wrangell's fishing economy, the work of the community's Marine Service Center, and the traditional lifestyle of the indigenous population. Wrangell resident and artist Brenda Schwartz-Jaeger spoke in favor of the action at the Assembly's Tuesday meeting.
A little bit of Stikine River water runs through about everything we do here in Wrangell. I don't think this community would exist at all if it wasn't for the remarkable richness and bounty of the Stikine. It's a fragile ecosystem.
Schwartz-Jaeger told the Assembly she finds it incredible and scary, the size of the tailings upriver from Wrangell. The largest mine operating on the Stikine River watershed is the Red Chris Mine, operated by Imperial Metals since 2015. That's the same company that operated the Mount Polly Mine that had a tailings dam failure in 2014. The tailings dam, which holds mine waste from the Red Chris Mine, is more than twice as tall.
These same mining companies have a pretty deplorable track record for taking responsibility for previous messes that they've made. And we have a lot to lose, and they kind of have a lot to gain and really not a lot to lose. And I feel like we need a place at the table, and I feel like this resolution will help bring us closer to using the treaty to put some teeth in the agreements.
The Petersburg Assembly recently passed a similar resolution calling on its Canadian neighbors to tighten restrictions on mines along transboundary Alaska watersheds, including the Stikine, Taku, and Yunik rivers. The Mining Association of British Columbia responded with a letter defending its safety record. Reached for comment, the industry group pointed to the October letter that says BC's mine sector has made improvements to tailings dam oversight and safety in the years since the Mount Polly disaster. The Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission is a coalition of 15 tribes that banded together in the wake of the 2014 dam failure. Wrangell tribal citizen Tis Peterman is a former executive director of the commission and said in an interview that they're still working to gain representation as stakeholders in transboundary watersheds.
We feel as tribal members in Southeast Alaska that we should have a voice, because anything that's being done on the BC side on transboundary mining is going to affect downstream communities.
Peterman says the Canadian government needs to recognize the rights of all Indigenous peoples affected by its actions, not just those within a relatively recent border.
Tribes have pretty well taken care of the land for thousands of years, and to have a say in how the waters are being affected in Southeast Alaska is one of our rights.
Wrangell's local tribe, the Wrangell Cooperative Association, is a member of SEITC and has already passed a resolution asking for more engagement and protections from the effects of transboundary mines, Peterman said.
It's literally in our back door, out the back door. Look across the back channel. There's Canada.
The years following the Mount Polly mine disaster renewed calls for transboundary mining permit requests to be considered under what's called the International Joint Commission. The IJC was formed under the Boundary Waters Treaty of 1909 and is meant to resolve water disputes between the U.S. and Canada. But Alaska critics say that call for IJC oversight of transboundary mines hasn't borne fruit.
Until we have binding protections in place, we are just sitting ducks below what everybody calls these ticking time bombs.
That's Jill Weitz, the Juneau-based campaign director for Salmon Beyond Borders, one of the organizations that requested a resolution on transboundary mining protections from Hankel's government.
We're not under the illusion that mining is going to stop or that any of us are going to stop mining in British Columbia. We need some of these resources towards the energy transition that is underway in face of a changing climate. But mining can be done better. It has to be done better.
Earlier this year, the government of BC did invite the tribal consortium SEITC to meet about transboundary mining and other tribal environmental concerns. It was the first such meeting for Southeast tribes. That's in addition to discussions underway with the Tahltan central government on Canada's side of the border about mining safety and Indigenous input in the permitting process. This isn't the first time Wrangell has called on the Canadian government to create a table for discussion with Indigenous and municipal governments from Alaska. The Assembly passed resolutions in 2017, 2019, and 2020, but it's a stronger request than before, with a call for an immediate pause on permitting new mines and a full ban for earthen tailings dams. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.